are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
In the journey of faith and personal growth, setting godly goals and pursuing them stands as a foundation practice for boys, guiding them towards spiritual maturity and alignment with God's purposes. Whether it's in their academic pursuit, personal development, relationships, or service to others, setting godly goals provides boys with a framework for intentional living and stewardship of the gifts and opportunities entrusted with them. We're speaking about all things godly goals and how to pursue them for our boy children. We are joined on the line by Pastor Mudongo, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you, ma'am? How are you doing this morning?
I am good, Mfundisi. I hope that you are well.
Definitely, I'm very well, ma'am.
Indeed. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Thank you. Our Father God, who art in heaven, thank you this morning for such a blessing which you have granted to each one of us, that we see this day and experience its blessings from your throne, Lord. Help us as we are going through this lesson, and also as we open up your word, Lord, help us and all the facilitators who are helping us to go through. Father, we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, who dead was on the Calvary. Amen.
Amen. Mfundisi, what are godly goals and why are they important for our boy children?
Well, thank you so much. Really, when we talk of godly goals, you know, it's something which needs to give an alarm to an individual. So, and I'm so saying a godly goal is any specific orientation probably reflecting God's purpose for our life that does not depend on people or maybe circumstances beyond our ability or a right to control. So these are basically things which are more practical in our life. Mm. Those things which we say we cannot do without God. And that's basically the whole pattern of our life.
So why are they so important in Mfundisi for their growth and development as well?
Yeah, you'd see that when we talk of boys, you know, these early adolescents, mid adolescents, late adolescents. Mm. This is a kind of a group which is so sensitive in nature. So it's a group of people who are seemingly contradictory to certain characteristics in our daily living. So it finds that they are very sensitive and have strong reactions to hate, insult, and probably unfairness situations of life. So basically, what is important for boys to set goals is that goals are the map that will guide these young people toward their God-given purposes. And without setting them, you also run in circles without getting where you really need to go. So probably forging ahead without seeking God or sitting back and doing nothing can stem from fear or lack of faith. You know, once a young boy, once they lose faith in life, which it means they've lost everything.
Yeah.
So, however, setting goals and consulting with God shows that you trust Him and believe that He's able to lead you while you are moving forward. Again, setting goals in the context of the total person that God has made you to be. God created us and every person on planet Earth with several parts, for example, like a pie with a separate pieces. Each part is critical to who you are, and all those parts must be considered when you set goals. So basically, there are certain areas of life, maybe as an individual, need to focus: the spiritual life, the family, the social aspect, the physical aspect, And possibly the work, because this is sometimes some of the late adolescents or the middle adolescents, they are now at work. So if one failed to give each part the proper attention and care, you see that they will not reach that God-given purpose, and they will experience a lot of problems. So, in addition, you see that in the Bible, God created us as a spiritual beings. He wants us to live with Him with the whole heart, soul, and mind. You know, as we refer to Matthew 22, I'm sure that I'm referring to the Bible. That's our area of focus more in the Bible. Matthew 22, verse 37 to 40. This means that our goals must agree with our spiritual convictions. If one is to set goals that go against what you know God asks of you, you will become fragmented emotionally and intellectually.
Yes.
So you will lose your joy and enthusiasm. So these developments which we talk of, they are characteristics of adolescents. And as one goes through, especially, you know, they are talking of boys, the age of 12, 13 up to 18, around there. They have different characteristics in their life, the physical, which you have referred to, their emotional life, their social life. Yeah, all those areas, they need to be filled. And probably each area must have a goal. That's in my social life, these are my goals. In my spiritual life, these are my goals. I think that's what I can say on that area.
Yes. So, Mfundisi, how do godly goals now align with biblical teachings and principles? And why are they integral to the Christian faith?
Yeah, when we talk of godly goals, these are things which need to be. We are saying, I'm planning, I'm putting my goals, and probably I'm going to add my roles in those goals. But basically, they need to be biblical, and they need to be something which is so principle in our life. And so faith-fueled goals, those are very, very important, how to follow God and achieve your goals. So when I'm setting a new goal or re-evaluating my life, I'm always brought back to God. God is truly the start of everything, is written probably in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. Again, in John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when setting goals and intentions for the new year, I always start with God. Some may ask, what God and goals have in common? What really? Why are we talking of God and goals? No. So how can one follow God and achieve goals without a purpose? You know, those are some of the questions which the young people or a boy child may ask. So when setting goals and success, this lead us to God's plans in our life, that God will bless us in our plans. So I'm here to share what I've learned about God and how God desires for us to live on purpose.
So when does he...
no goal is complete until God is inserted into my plan. In fact, none of my plans are truly mine. If you need to rebuild foundations in your life or find yourself struggling with your new year goals, there are some points with maybe we can talk of. If we have to say God plus goals, now it is called to a success scriptures.
Yes.
A happy goal set. Yes, it might be have a support of God. Again, so one may ask, why are integral to the Christian faith? Why are they important? So setting godly goals is crucial, because I need to seek God first.
Mm.
I need to simply ask God, God, is this correct? My choices, the best choices, God. Yeah, we are pleading with God so that He can intervene. He can go through with us in everything. Again, trust in the Lord, not in myself. There are many people, or even the older people, who trusted on themselves. They all fell because they thought, because of their intelligence, because of their abilities, they can do well. But if we put our trust in God, everything will go well in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Mpundisi, when we're looking at the Bible now, can you give us, you know, examples of boys or young men from the Bible or biblical or historical context who set godly goals for themselves and pursued them? And what can we learn from such examples?
Yeah, you know, if we go to the Bible, you know, Bible is a book with books inside. Probably the Bible must be our main reference. And thank you so much that you need us to go through the Bible and find, if ever, there are boys from the Bible or in the historical life who set their goals. And probably we can derive some lessons from those examples. So in the Bible, you see that the Bible is filled with examples of children and young people who were faithful to God and active in His work. See that in the Bible, we seemingly see the young David doing very well. You know, when you talk of David, you know, any credo, any beginner, when you talk of David, they know the story of David. That tug of war with Goliath. Of course, we are not trying to tell our young boys that, yeah, we need to go and fight people. No. But really, you focus that. maybe it's good to fight people in the streets. And no, that's not the main lesson in the story of David. Rather, David rescued God's nation, rescued God's people from this Goliath, who was talking for what you can call rubbish in front of God's people. So David did well, and his example, we need to understand that lessons which you can learn from the story of David is that he was so determined. And he was a friend of God. You know, when you're a friend of God, you're determined to do good things always. You don't want to see bad things. No, you wish that you see good things prevailing in every situation. Again, we can talk of the young Joseph. You know, we talk of Joseph. He's someone who was youth at his tender age. Who else at this life would say you see a naked person or someone who is luring you and you run away? You know, that's that tenacity we need to have it in our lives as boys, saying I will need to shun these things because they disturb my growth, they disturb your life. You know, you impregnate someone, adultery to boys, sometimes to others, they seem it now is now normal. Yet to Joseph, it's a different story altogether. What we can learn from, when you see that you are tempted, you want to do sin, run away. Don't think otherwise. Don't find for other plans. Run away. So we talk of this. You know, this boy who borrowed in Elisha's experience in trying to expand the school in 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 5 to 7. So it's a good lesson that sometimes you plan to do good and some misfortunes happen along the way. You need to look for someone who can help. Don't try to fix things things which you cannot able as a young man. So that's a good lesson that in that chapter. Again, the we refer of the four Hebrew boys. These ones I always refer to them because they are key to our young people. You know, we can talk of Daniel, Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. And Daniel chapter 1 verse 12. No, it's something which is very, very important. Yeah. So Daniel said, prove the saints. For the fact that Daniel said, prove the saints, I beseech thee 10 days and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Now, again, verse 15, it says, and at the end of the 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Imagine these four boys, they are going against the odds of that time. But they prevailed because they were so close to the God. Their goals, they learned it from God, saying God is going to help. So if we put God in everything as young boys, we can become prosperous in his sight. Again, we can talk of Samuel, you know, Samuel, 5 Samuel chapter 2. He was also chosen by a mother to work for God, and he allowed it. He didn't refuse, and he did very well. He's one of the prophets who saved Israel during his time. So it is very, very important for us and our young people that if others did well, there are boys who did well in the Bible period. What of us? Can we not learn something out of that? So the story of a boy who's who brought his lunch to church, you know, that one who fed 5,000 men in Matthew chapter 14. It's another good story to get to. You know, he learned to give food for the hunger. You know, people are struggling. You are putting food in your situ, but others, they are struggling. That, yeah, you know, desperately looking for food. You need to help as a young man.
So, Mpundisi, what are some common areas in which boys can set godly examples for themselves? Maybe academics, maybe, you know, sports and everything else. Like where, what are some areas when they can say, here, I want to set myself godly goals?
Yeah, yeah. You see, that this question is too broad. However, most of our time, I've tried to, to put that a glimpse of what I understand about this. Because basically, you know, boys, to set godly goals in their academics, in their character development, relationships, all the same to others. You know, I would ask maybe a young man saying, are you a goal setter? Do you want to set a goal as a young man? So goals give a starting point and destination. It is the easiest way to give meaningful direction to our life, which means realizes you to effectively use our talents. Why is it important for boys to have godly goals in their development? So to development characteristics, traits, self-control, obedience, and attentiveness, initiatives, orderliness, respectfulness. No, they need to plan and set goals. So the other areas which they can set goals, we can talk of their physical development. We are talking of their health. We are talking of their appearance. We are talking of their exercises. So you are setting goals in terms of health. How do you want to pursue issues of health as a young man? How do you want to present yourself in your appearances? Does God really like this? Can God bless me when I wear this? In terms of exercises, are they godly? No, nowadays, of course, I cannot talk of how exercise is bad to boys. Other exercises, of course, yeah, there are exercises which are so bad to boys that if they practice those ones, they destroy themselves. So the personal development, area of personal development, we're talking of knowledge, education, and self-improvement. Then we talk of family. In a family setup, the relationship to others, development of children. You know, you're a child, remember, someone is learning from you as a boy.
Yes.
You think you are alone, yet there's that young toddler who is seeing you, who is watching everything you are doing. So they are learning from you. So if you are arrogant, if you are mischievous and you don't want to listen, you always grumble, they are learning. So their blood will be upon you. Yes. No. We are talking of relationships.
Such a heavy statement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, a relationship in a family setup. Are you a boy that your guidance, they are so happy with you? They call you to do something. You know, you are so generous. They don't fear anything when they call you. You know, a child will always do good. The family, they always bless that. When you, whatever you ask them to do for you, they do it happily because they're a good child.
Mm.
Now we talk of the spiritual aspect. Church involvement. Are you involved in church activities? Okay. Personal commitment. Do you commit yourself in spiritual things? Do you have time to fast? Do you have time to read your Bible? Do you have time to meditate? Are you involved in those things which help you to grow spiritually?
Mm.
You know, things like scripture studying. Do you have a group where you help others or help you to understand the scriptures well? We can talk of the social aspect. Increase the number of friends, you know, which are not bad friends, because bad companionship corrupts a good morals.
Mm-hmm.
So community involvement, change of old attitudes. Probably you see, are my attitudes good to people or do they are bad? So again, as a young man, I need to change. I need to start my attitudes towards others. Discard the past negatives. If possible, ask for forgiveness where possible. I know it's young men, because their developmental stages, there are things which are happening in their bodies which they cannot able to control. So where you need to ask forgiveness, definitely as young men, do so that God can bless us again. Okay. Lastly, in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19, it talks of our careers, the ambitions, the dreams we have, and possibly the hopes. So, as young men, what's your ambitions? Do you have dreams? What are you hoping to do in your life? So, as a career, all those areas, you need to set a godly goals in each item so that God, once he intervenes, you really know that I'm blessed because he's with me.
Hey, but the emotions, there are things that are happening in the participants. Any closing words regarding this one? And then please do offer a word of prayer.
Okay. I think as young people, we need to, if we go through this, we need to have goals which are specific and measurable, which can be accomplished in a certain time. And also, as you plan goals, you need to see what are the constraints, what are the challenges I'm going to face. Are they costly? Are they personal and everything? So that the goals or the goal goals which I'm planning, they are achievable in my life.
Please offer a word of prayer, Pundis.
Okay. Father God, who art in heaven, want to thank you this morning for such a privilege to study as young people. Really, young boys have time with your word. But as we contemplate in this way, we learn that we need more, to be more closer to you, Lord. Help us as young people that we study well and we have godly goals which are spiritually oriented. Father, be with each and every young man who is listening and who is going to take this lesson seriously. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, who died for the country. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pundis, thank you so much for coming through. I hope and pray that our boy children who were listening and us as parents as well were listening so that we can help them with that. Have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.